2573.
Welcome to the second half of episode 44 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Just tweeted my next segment. There will be a new feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, followed by the latest on the Surrey Police transition. Today is also my 8th annual Fun Drive show, where I ask you, radio's best friend, to donate to CJSF. My journey with CJSF started in September 2008, 3 months after graduating from SFU, where CJSF is located. After 1 year away, I returned to CJSF to volunteer on a weekly faces during private struggles. I started providing commentaries on the SFU men's hockey, which still aren't part of the SFU athletics, as weekly commentaries expanded to weekly shows since May 2011, where sports commentaries often integrated with music and interviews during live shows. My transition to a programmer was only possible due to support from CJSF staff, other volunteers, and the station equipment, as we are completing a multi-year project to replace our broadcasting tower on top of Burnaby Mountain. As CJSF celebrates 4 years in returning to live programming this week, I would like you, radio's best friend, to know that when you donate, you're not directly funding my cause, but for the greater diversity that CJSF strives to achieve as we look to expand our space in the SFU sub-buildings. To attract new volunteers and programmers, please contribute any amount of $35 or greater at cjsffunddrive.ca, text donate at 778-782-2573, or send us a check to CJSF Radio Sub 1420, Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC, Victor 5 Alpha 1 Escort 6, to help CJSF rise higher and reach further, as donations of $90.10 or greater will be awarded the limited edition of Fun Drive artwork, and any contribution of $120 or greater can be in monthly installments. Now I'd like to feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. Both teams were in action on November 8th, first with the BCIHL Red Leafs, as they hosted the UVic Vikes at the historic Queen's Park Arena in New West. SFU got on board 3:52 into the game on Ben Ruthman's second, doubled their lead on Connor Jarvis' first with 5:16 remaining in the first, and ended period up 2-0 on UVic as the Red Leafs outshot the Vikes 13-12. SFU earned a 3-goal cushion on Samuel Brown's third at 3:46 of second, went up 4-0 just 70 seconds later on Nathan Braun's first, and chased a UVic starter, Eric Clark, who surrendered 4 goals on 16 shots in favor of Ronan Garrity, as the Red Leafs outshot the Vikes 12-6 in the middle frame for a total of 25-18 after 40 minutes. Physical play ramped up in the third as Booker McDaniel scored his first on a power play, which spoiled the Sherman Kermany's shutout bid late with 3:55 remaining in regulation. But SFU struck back at UVic in the final minute as Eben Fidel scored on Ronan Girardi, who made 17 saves on 18 shots, as the Red Leafs quintupled the Vikes 5-1 at New West Queen's Park Arena. SFU's Eben Fidel led all scorers with a goal, an assist, and Sherman Kermany made 28 saves on 29 UVic shots.
Hi,
It's Steve Chong. Tonight is November 8th, 2025. I'm in dressing room one of the historic Queen's Park Arena in New West, where the SFU-BCHL Red Leafs played their first game in this historic venue since 2010, from what I understand. And I'm interviewing
Colin Harris,
the first star in the BCIHL Red Leafs 5-1 win over the Uvic Fikes. First of all, what were the things that the team worked in the two-week layoff after your first win of the season against the Logan Lake Miners? A 5-4 OT win in Logan Lake on October 24th, from what I understand?
Yeah, I mean, that was a really good win for us. Everybody worked hard. You know, we had 2 weeks off, lots of practices. We just did a lot of system stuff. You know, we had to prepare for these guys to come out. We knew they'd be a good team. And, just doing a lot of systems work, a lot of power play, penalty kill, special teams, just all that kind of stuff. And I think we really honed it down. And we did a good job of that today. So, did a lot of that kind of work.
Tell me about the goal that you scored in the first period that gave the Red Leafs a 2-0 edge over the Vikes.
Yeah, so we had a lot of pressure. You know, I was out there with Storbo and Pettingill, and I think it was Pelletier that threw it out in front and rebounds, and I was just in the right spot in front of that. And, you know, that was just a hard-working shift by us. A great play there by Pelletier to get it towards the net, and I had a wide-open cage to shoot into, so I think it was just hard work that just led to our reward for our line.
I'm not sure if this applies to you, but what is the biggest difference between the last year's team and this year's team?
I wasn't with the team last year, but as far as I know, I think there's just a bigger will to win. I think, there's a ton of new guys here, and the vets have kind of, shown us the way, and we really look up to them, and they're doing a great job of it. And, I think it's just coming in ready. I think they were sick of losing, really. I think they just really wanted to win, and everybody does in this room. And, I think we proved it tonight that we're going to work hard, and we're here to win. So, different, mindset, I think, going into this year, and everybody's working hard. Practices are really high tempo and everything, so I think it's just excitement and, a lot of new faces, and guys are just ready to win, ready to play.
One more thing about the BCIHL Red Leafs this season. I'm not sure if you have a captain this season.
We do. It's Falchuk. He doesn't have the C on his jersey yet, but it is. It's Jaden Falchuk.
Thanks for clarifying. Now I'd like to delve into your hockey journey. When did you start the game?
I started playing when I was 6 in Coquitlam. And just played in Coquitlam until I was about 17. Played junior locally with Richmond and Abbotsford. And this is my first year now with the Red Leafs.
When was the first time you made a rep or a travel team?
That would be Adam's second year, so I guess I would be 10.
After the SFU Red Leafs split into two teams, Independent and the current BCIHL Virgin, most of the players come from the Pacific PIJHL, from what I understand.
Right, yeah.
What do you think about that? Because before the split, more players came from like the BCHL, which was a junior league, now an independent league.
Right.
What do you think about that?
The PJs were a really competitive league, especially last year. I understand they're going through some changes, but all the guys that were in here last year, from the past couple of years, are going through that league. It's all guys that we've all played against each other, played with each other, and it's a high competition league, and I think that there's no reason for that hockey to be looked down on. It's good hockey, it's physical hockey, and it translates actually quite well to the BCI.
more questions. How did PJHO moving up from Junior B to Junior A due to the BCHO moving to be an independent league impact the PJHO's level of play?
You're saying how did the move up to Junior A impact the PJHO?
Yes.
I would say that you're seeing a lot more, there's higher standards for the teams. So, you know, a lot of these teams who are going to the Junior A Tier 1, they're getting facilities upgrades, they're getting staff upgrades. You know, obviously, my year is too, you're too late for that, but a lot of the Tier 1 teams that you're seeing, and the Tier 2 teams too, but they're upgrading kind of what they have to offer as a program. And that's, it's growing interest from people from out of town, because, you know, traditionally it's been all guys that are local. I'd say 85%, 80% of the guys were from the Lower Mainland or Fraser Valley. But I think you're seeing a lot of growing interest from not just players, but people, scouts, coaches, and whatever. I think it's a good move for the league, and you know, unfortunately I don't get to experience that, but I'm really happy for the guys that I know they're still there, and I think they're going to get a good experience.
For the record, Tier 1 applies to major junior leagues, WHO, OHO, and QMJHO, from what I understand. You could correct me if I'm wrong about that. Finally, what does the Red Leafs have to do against the Vancouver Island University Mariners next Friday?
I mean, obviously we haven't seen them yet this year, but a lot of the guys from last year know that they're a strong team, quite good. They're quite big and physical and older. I think we just need to come prepared like we did tonight. You know, first few shifts, just making sure that we're pushing the flow of the game and making sure that we're the team setting the tone and not them. So I think it's just having a hot start like we did tonight. It impacts the full 60 minutes. And I think that's what we need to do. We have a full week of practices coming up, and we're going to be prepared and ready to go.
Thank you for the interview tonight. Congratulations on becoming the first star and the SFBCIHO Red Leafs 5-1 win over the UVic Fikes.
Thank you.
Hi, once again, it's Steve Chong. I'm still in, I'm back in dressing room one of the historic Queen's Park Arena in New West. Now I'm interviewing.
You look pretty chopped.
The head coach for the SFBCIHO Red Leafs, who quintupled the UVic Fikes 5-1 for their second win this season. First of all, what things did the team emphasize on during the 2 weeks off?
Well, the last, say, few weeks been a little bit challenging because we didn't play too much, right? We had always a game, a couple weekends off, and I'm back. We put in lots of work, especially diesel coverage, neutral zone, and the team did actually pretty well this evening, so we've been controlling the inside of the dots, the neutral zone, and had a really good diesel coverage tonight, kept the game to the outside, not our goalies. So I think the boys are understanding how we want to play, and everyone is buying in, and I can tell you the boys are working so hard in practice the last couple months here, and it's just amazing to see how they improve and how they become a team.
Tell me about the Red Leafs offense tonight that exploded for 5 goals.
Well, we, right from the start, we've been talking about offense. We want to have an offensive team. We want to score goals. We want to score each game 4 or 5 goals. And so we've been working on different concepts. We've been involving the defensemen. We want to have the puck low. We want to get the puck closer to the net. So that's, everyone is doing their job. And I think our offense and transition game is just paying on. And I think we get even better. So
how were you able to clamp down defensively after being up 2-0 after 20 minutes? Late in the game, Sam Brown, who scored the third goal for the Red Leafs, got hurt from a check. From what I understand, he did not play after getting laid out. What's the update on him?
Sam Brown.
Yes, yeah. Sam O'Brien.
Sam Brown is a tough player. So he just had to come to the bench and kind of shake it off a little bit. But he's ready. It's no big deal. I think he's good to go. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'd like to talk about your background. When did you start your hockey journey?
Well, my hockey journey started in 1979.
Which leagues have you played? Which leagues did you play when you were active?
Well, I've been mainly in Germany for 14 years in a professional level. So from the second league to the third league, fourth division, five divisions. So I've been in almost every league except the top league. So I could never make the top league. But I've been in, like I said, from the second league down, second Bundesliga down to the third league.
From what I understand, DEL is Germany's top league.
Correct, yes.
How was the transition from playing? Like, when did you move on from playing to coaching?
Well, that was kind of, end of the 90s, basically I've been playing in the second league, and we went bankrupt, so the team went bankrupt. And we started with, they had an amateur team playing at the same time, but they didn't have a coach, so the pro team went bankrupt, so we switched to the amateur team, and I got asked to be a player coach. So I've been, I think, from 1997 to 2000, I've been as a player coach, so I've been playing and coaching at the same time. So that's actually when I get the first taste of coaching.
How were you able to transition from Germany to North America?
Well, that was a big step, of course. But I've been already coaching when I came here over 10 years in Germany as a head coach. After my playing career, when I stopped playing as a player coach, I took the head coach job, and I was coaching for 10 years already in Germany and Belgium. I came here for best blogs, and I've been involved in lots of really good hockey programs, and had the pleasure to work with many, many good coaches who I could work for.
Tell me about the moment when you got hired by the SFPBCIHL Red Leafs. On July 24th, 2025.
So last few years I've been back in Europe, right? I coached in Alps with the Pepin Lynx to 2021. And then 2021, 2022 I've been in the Italian Hockey League. Then I came back. And last year I started off in the CIHL, in the Central European Hockey League, as the head coach.
SFPBCIHL Red Leafs, what does the team have to do to beat the Vancouver Island University Mariners next Friday at Burnaby Spill Copeland?
Yeah, well, I think we play good teams, and so what I know from my team right now is when we play better teams, my team is growing too, so we can adjust, and that's what we did tonight against UWIC. And I think next weekend we play maybe a little bit better team, and I think we will kind of take that challenge, and I think that could be a good step for us to grow next weekend and playing a better team. I think that makes us better. I think the players are hungry. We didn't have too many games right now, and I know the guys want to play.
Thank you for the interview tonight. Congratulations on the BCIHL Red Leafs 5-1 win over the UVic Fikes. And best of luck against the Vancouver Island University Mariners at Burnaby Spill Copeland next Friday.
Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, the SFU Independent Red Leafs traveled to Fairbanks, Alaska for a game against University of Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks, where the puck drop was 8 p.m. Pacific or 8:07 Pacific. SFU got on board with 1:56 left in period one on a power play as Lucas Ceccarelli eluded Alaska Fairbanks' Calvin Vachon. But the Nanooks tied the game early in the second as Tommy Cronin beat the Red Leafs backstop Jesse Mackay at 4:31. Then both goalies shut the door for the remainder of regulation, where UAF outshot SFU 24-17 after 60 minutes. Overtime solved nothing after two shots on goal from each side, and a shootout took place between the Red Leafs and the Nanooks. SFU went ahead on round two on Walker Erickson's shot, but UAF tied the game on Alexander Malinowski's snipe. The Red Leafs went back ahead in round three as Carter Schmidt eluded Calvin Vachon, and Jesse Mackay stopped UAF's Tommy Cronin as the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs edged the UAF Nanooks 2-1 in shootout at Carlson Center in Fairbanks, Alaska.
With your donations, CJSF can reach new heights. Become a part of the journey and donate today at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573.
Welcome back. As CJSF celebrates its four-year anniversary in returning to live programming this week, the station is also in day 7 of its annual fund drive, which runs until today. What I love about CJSF is that it prioritizes community voices over commercially popular content, where major corporations constantly buy up competitions. On the other hand, CJSF has been expanding its reach during the COVID-19 pandemic and beyond with a new studio in the Burnaby main campus, where this show is being broadcast for the last 4 years. The 312 main studio in Vancouver's downtown east side and ventured into local community reporting starting last year to feature neighborhood stories on air. Donate now for as little as $35 to cjsffunddrive.ca. Text DONATE at 778-782-2573. Or send us a check to CJSF Radio to Sub 1420 Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC, Victor 5 Alpha, 1 Escort 6, as donations of $90.10 or greater will be awarded the limited edition of Fund Drive artwork, and $120 or greater can be made in installments. More generous donations will help us reach our goal of fundraising $10,000 quicker. Help us reach higher and further. Help us reach higher and further. Now I'd like to talk about the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On Friday, November 6th, DSPS posted on its X that 12 more recruits graduated from the JIBC, Justice Institute of British Columbia, as they will be new frontline police officers and will be on the road in the coming week to serve Surrey residents, many of whom are SFU students and staff attending the Surrey campus, as the SPS provides frontline policing for Wally, District 1, Newton, District 3, and the western portion of South Surrey, roughly bordered by 152nd Street until it meets Highway 99, including the Semiahmoo First Nation, with the exception of White Rock, which is currently policed by the RCMP. As for the latest numbers, there are 582 sworn police officers as of October 2025, with 489 civilian employees. These numbers might not be accurate at this time. Thank you for listening to episode 44 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. We need your help to keep CJSF community-oriented with more independent music and grassroots voices for now and beyond, as we are completing a multi-year project to replace our broadcasting tower on top of Burnaby Mountain. You can go to cjsffunddrive.ca, call 778-782-2573, or send a check to the following address: CJSF Radio Fund Drive, Sub 1420, Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC, Victor 5 Alpha, 1 Escort 6. While one-time donations can be as little as $35, donations of $90.10 or greater will be awarded the limited edition of Fund Drive artwork, and $120 or greater can be made in monthly installments. For reference, a two-zone company car from TransLink, $145 a month. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox.